Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy November. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirits today. I pray that your weekend was beautiful. But most importantly, I pray that your November is off to a fabulous, blessed start, and that you are ready to take on these last 2 months of the year with greatness, with strength, with courage, with faith, and that you will leave all things that are not of God, fear, complacent, just anything that is not of God. I pray that you've left it behind already to leave it behind. This morning's scripture actually comes from yesterday. I was on the lake in meditation, and the scripture came to me in the midst of the rain and the winds and the trees blowing. I will send the rains in their season. The ground will yield its crops, and the trees of the fruit of the field their fruit. You will thresh until the grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting time. You will have more than enough to eat and will live safe and secure in your land. Leviticus 26, 3 and 5. You will have more than enough to eat and will live safe and secure in your land. This morning, it is my prayer that you know and trust God for more than enough, that you trust God, hedge of protection is around you, that you trust God that those beautiful seeds that you have been planting are getting ready to harvest and manifest. I pray that your patience will apply with your faith and the promise that you've already seen. I pray that you know that the rain is coming for you. I pray that you declare that this season of rain is something spiritual for you today, so that you can move forward and hold on to the promises. Our time is not God's time, and God's time is not our time. But we all have a purpose. And if our purpose is to let our light shine in other areas of our lives until the big promise that we're waiting for show up, that's what we have to do. We can't give up. We can't fail, because the one thing that we're waiting for didn't happen. We can't do anything when you were created for more. You were created for more than just the one thing. So today it is my prayer that you will believe and ask for the rain, that you believe and continue asking for your harvest, and at the same time continue planting. Don't stop planting. Whatever you do, don't stop planting. Don't get comfortable. I was reading something in the mail, in the news, yesterday on the internet, and it was talking about the chop jobs that are going to be no longer existing sooner or later. And one of them was farmers. And you wonder, like, farmers, that's a big part of our livelihood. We have to eat what the farmers plant. And so what will we have if we don't plant? And I think the same thing applies to our lives. What will we have if we don't plant? Don't allow our lives to become existing, to not matter, if we're not planting purpose seeds of greatness throughout our days. Father God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your blessing and your breath of life this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for this word that came on yesterday, Lord, but continues be true today, continues to breathe new life today. Lord God, I pray that we would take this word, Lord God, and walk in it boldly, Lord God, that we will believe for what we've been waiting for, believe for what we've already planted seeds for, but that we may continue to plant seeds of goodness, plant seeds of grace as you provide to us, plant seeds of forgiveness, Lord God, as you forgive us, plant seeds of love, Lord God, plant seeds of purpose, Lord God, using our gifts, our wisdom, and our knowledge. Lord God, I pray that you will cover us as we move forward, Lord God, into great things, into all the things that you've called us to walk into, Lord God. And Lord God, as this is the season of Thanksgiving, Lord God, I pray that we will be thankful, Lord God, for what we have, Lord God. Yesterday I was reminded to be thankful for a sound mind as I went out yesterday and fed mental patients with dealing with mental illness, patients that were walking around numb and not attentive and not present to life, Lord God, but just existing. Lord God, I thank you for that picture, Lord God. My heart goes out to those families and those people who have to endure life in such a manner, Lord God. And as I contemplate and I say that could have been me, Lord God, I thank you that it was not. I thank you, Lord God, for the gift of wisdom and knowledge that you've given me, Lord God, and to the callers and the listeners that is listening to this prayer and who are joining in, Lord God. Your word says where two or three are gathered together, you are there in the midst. So I pray, Lord God, that as we are gathered under your word, in your spirit, that we will have the spirit of great gratitude together, that we will be thankful together, Lord God, so that we may give you the glory and the honor for the life that you've given us, the life that you blessed us with, Lord God, so that we may take this sound mind and use it, Lord God, for your glory, for greater purpose. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, today for my children, for their sound mind, for each and every one of the callers and the listeners on this line, Lord God, who have children, Lord God, who have sound minds, and even the ones, Lord God, who are dealing with children with disabilities. I pray, Lord God, for their strength today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they would know that their life is not in vain, Lord God, and that, Lord God, that we all, Lord God, has a place on this earth, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for healing. I thank you for favor. I thank you for financial blessings, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for supernatural miracles so that as we're walking in the natural, Lord God, the super, the cash, and we will become who you call us to be even greater for greater purpose, Lord God. I pray that your glory is revealed in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, and I pray that this month, Lord God, of November, this month that's coming of December, Lord God, that people are able to manifest and do what they were called to do, Lord God, for 2015. I pray that they know that it is not too late. It's never too late for your children. Lord God, I thank you for who you are. Thank you for your spirit of truth, your spirit of peace, grace, mercy, favor, love, forgiveness. I thank you for your gifts and your talents that you've given to each and every one of us. And I pray that we would use it wisely. Give us the courage and the strength and the wisdom to do so. Give us the discernment, Lord God, that we need, Lord God, to walk away from people and things that are not feeding our spirit. Give us the discernment, Lord God, to walk away, Lord God, from things, Lord God, that are toxic to our bodies and toxic to our spirit, Lord God. And give us the discernment to walk, Lord God, for where you're calling us to walk. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. We give you all the glory and all of the honor. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I was having an amazing, great, fulfilled day. I pray that this kicks off a new start in you, a great start in you. I pray that no matter where you are, that you do all things in love and do all things for the goodness of God and knowing that you are working for God and not man. So it doesn't matter if you're working in a kitchen, if you're working on the back of a garbage truck, if you're working in a boardroom, a schoolhouse, a jailhouse, wherever you are. I don't care if you are in the prison walls and you are the prisoner. I don't care if you're in the hospital bed. Today you work your faith. You work who you are in God with all that you have because you are not working for man. You're working for God. Remember that today, love, and be great, be blessed, and be loved. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, and there's nothing you can absolutely do about it. Have a great day.